Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch the Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka. Ipsy Ed.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon.
Good to see you. Beat me in today.
Yeah.
That's good. I didn't get to listen to the show, but as I walked in the door, so glad to see you're here. And, of course, what we do on the Drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on the dailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should be. It's the news you need to know. So make sure you're going to the dailydrift.com. And we've got a bunch of stuff to cover, and I think
there's
a million things going on. I think we have Congressman Tim Walberg calling in at 1:30, but I didn't get a confirmation. So we'll wing it if we have to, but that's what we do. So let's take care of a little business. This half hour is brought to you by La Casa in Brighton. They have their 19th annual garden tour weekend. So today and tomorrow, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. daily, you can explore 14 lovely gardens up there in Brighton. You can get tickets for $15 and in advance, or $20 at the garden entrance. You can call them at, do I have a number here? 517-548-1350. That's 517-548-1350, La Casa, or go to lacasacenter.org. It's a really great,
sounds good.
Word?
Bistro?
No, it's not a bistro. Get your mind out of the booze, man. No, they're a great organization. They help, it's a community organization. So we'll go and do heavier duty next week. I'm hoping to have them call in and talk with us a little bit because they got another thing coming up later in the month. But I wanted to start, before we get into the CNN debacle and before we get into Trump in Europe and all the other good stuff that's there, I wanted to hit old nasty Linda Sarsour. Have you been following Linda at all?
What a hatchet face. I hate to make fun of somebody based hatchet on their face. Looks, but she looks cartoonish. I was amazed at that.
You know, and you're going to be amazed when you hear this. So, Derek, do we have that first track ready? This is Linda Sarsour, who is a pro-Islamic activist. And for God knows what reason, she believes that Islam is the be-all and the end-all for women's rights.
She helped organize the Women's March on Washington a couple months ago.
Yes, her and another would-be terrorist, whatever they were. But this woman is beyond acceptable.
Well, she has been seen hanging around with terrorists.
That other lady, I don't remember her name. But anyways, yeah, she was involved too. So let's just take a listen to what she talks and listen to the way she talks. It's how she says it is in the delivery is how much is what it is she's saying. Go ahead and play that.
That we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad. That we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House. We have to stay outraged. Do not criticize me when I say that we as a Muslim community in these United States of America have to be perpetually outraged every single day. When I wake up in the morning and I remember who's sitting in the White House, I am outraged. This is not normal, sisters and brothers. Those people sitting in the most powerful seats in this country is not normal. So do not ever be those citizens that normalize this administration, because when the day comes that something horrific happens to us or to another community, you will be responsible for normalizing this administration. Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our community. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. Our obligation is to our young people, is to our women, and make sure our women are protected in our community. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
Okay, so did you see how she changed as she got to the point where she was talking about protecting our women? She kind of faltered a little bit. She doesn't even believe her own crap.
Yeah.
You know, this woman is just completely unacceptable in this country. I don't, Derek, can we find
Excuse
out if
me.
She's a citizen
Wait a
or
minute.
Something?
You're criticizing her. And I'm she gonna, distinctly said, do not criticize
I'm
me.
I'm going to criticize her. I'm going to criticize Islam is all. It is what it is. That religion abuses women. I'm sorry.
You're going to follow her admonition. You're going to stay outraged.
I am outraged.
Yeah.
I am outraged every day when I see that piece of human garbage in this country freely spouting the fact that Islam protects women. That's a load of bunk.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and if you want to call into the show and say something about Linda Sarasour, please, 734-822-1600. Love to get your phone calls on Linda Sarasour. And I don't know if this woman is a citizen. I don't know what it is. But talking about jihad against our sitting president. I mean, I despised Barack Obama's apology. Didn't hate him as a man because I don't really know him as a man. But as a politician and his agenda, hated him. But I never thought about waging jihad against Barack Obama. You know what I mean?
Trump.
Please.
Trump.
Well, no. Barack Obama when he was here.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I'm sorry.
So it's just completely outrageous for me to even see this woman speaking, using our – and this is part of Hijra, right? This is the soft jihad. They come in, they act as the victims, and they outbreed us, and they do whatever they can to take control. And then once they're in control, don't try and be a Christian and speak up against Islam, because try that in Saudi Arabia or Syria or Iran and see what happens to you. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd get me so quick because I wanted to switch directions on you. I was looking at the Daily Drift today and saw your story about Steve Cook, the MEA leader, saying that there's a shortage of teachers and nobody wants to be a teacher because of Republicans, and that Michigan Cap Confidential shows just the opposite. There's thousands of people applying for these jobs, just single jobs, and of course more and more of the newer teachers under the right to work laws are opting out of the union.
As they should. I mean, that the unions are just playing a game. The teachers union especially. They're game players. They want to play that same victim card. And it's kind of odd when you look at the similarities between jihadists, these pro-Islamic activists, and the far left. You're seeing that same, I'm playing the victim card until I can get control again. You know what I mean? That's what they do. Well, you're always welcome to call into the show, Joe, and change directions on us, because you know what?
Standard, isn't it? Joe sets our agenda.
We're all over the place. There something?
Of course, I do pay attention to the dailydrift.com.
Yes, and that is
because thanks for the plug. The news you need to know.
And the check's on the way.
That's my line. Unless he'll be sitting in this seat, I might as well go home.
Right. So Joe, before I let you go, there is something. I saw you on Facebook because you were super active on Facebook trying to get Debbie Stabenow out of office, and thank you for all the work that you do on that. But I did see something about, I can't even remember the lady's name, that was bashing Bob Young, who we've had
Lena
on last
Epstein.
Week.
That was
Lena
no lady.
Epstein.
That was Lena.
Yeah. Was she bad-mouthing Bob Young again?
All over the place, all the time.
As opposed to bed mouthing
Stabenow. I don't know how you guys see her. I never see this woman anywhere. I really don't. Call me. I guess they're going to start calling me a misogynist.
She was on Gruber's show.
Oh, was she on Steve Gruber's show?
But she will not answer any requests from me to come on our show.
No, because she knows that I'm calling her a dirtbag right now. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Gruber interview was like a six-minute interview. It was nothing. She tends to stick to, apparently she's got friends at Fox 2, where no one there will challenge her empty resume and will put her on, let it rip, and all of such things.
I've never seen her. Doggone it. She's like a ghost to me. Well,
she's head of an energy company, isn't she?
Vesco, yeah.
Yeah, Vesco Oil. Yeah, I used to
what?
Buy it. Yeah, Vesco
Wasn't
Oil.
Wasn't there a big scandal with Vesco
years
ago?
No, that was a different Vesco, I'm pretty sure. Sure it was.
Somebody, Derek, look up Vesco Oil and scandals and blah, 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 and see if there's any
Under
connection
Coleman
there.
Young?
Nah, I don't know if it was Coleman Young related, but anyways, it struck me as something from the 80s, maybe. I don't remember, but the name's sounding vaguely familiar to me. So what else you got, Joe?
That was it. I appreciate you give a shout-out to the group. Thanks a lot, Debbie, And by the tone, you can tell it's meant sarcastic. So, yeah, everybody wants to fight Stabenow. Join Thanks a Lot, Debbie group on Facebook.
Great, great. All right, Joe, thanks for the call. We appreciate
it. Take care, friends. Love you.
You too. Love you too. All right. Well, Derek, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into our president and his escapades in Europe. We'll see you on the other side.
Experience and quality. These are two important words when it comes to auto body repairs. The last thing you need is more stress. That's why City Body on East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's historic depot town offers the finest quality collision repair service available. And they guarantee their work in writing. City Body can accommodate any collision or glass replacement need. As Ypsilanti's oldest and most recognized repair shop, City Body wants each customer's visit to be a positive experience, and they work diligently towards that goal. Customer services include free loaner cars for qualifying customers, rental cars, hassle-free insurance claims, drive-in estimating with estimates given in 30 minutes, and even towing if your car is undrivable. City Body, 20 East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's Depot Town, and open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 734-482-4737 or visit citybody.com.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline, Michigan has been serving Southeast Michigan since 1991. Call Tim or Brandon today at 734-429-5778 or visit them on the web at ahlawncare.com. Find out how their business can help your business with landscape solutions for today and tomorrow. For lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, professional landscape construction, or snow and ice removal, call A&H Lawn Service today, 734-429-5778 or ahlawncare.com.
Get hip to Fast Eddie's Spotlight on Vocal Harmony. Each week, Eddie's Caravan devotes an entire segment of the program to showcase doo-wop groups like the Teenagers, Moonglows, Skyliners and Cordettes. Cats and Kittens, dig out your white bucks and saddle shoes and get ready to bop.
Tune in for Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie, Saturday evenings from 6 to 8 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to the show. And if you're looking to get out on the water this summer, call Max Marina in Whitmore Lake, 734-449-4706. You can do sales, rentals, repairs, service, you name it. They've got it at Whitmore Lake at Max Marina. It's a great place. Check them out. They do a lot of good things there. And Whitmore Lake is a beautiful lake to go fishing on or just spend the day on the boat. So if you don't have a boat, you can rent one there. 734-449-4706. Or you can go to www.maxmacsmarina.com. Okay, so I was wrong, right, Derek? Vesco Oil is not related to Robert Vesco, who was an oil financier.
There was a scandal in the 70s regarding him. Yeah.
Yeah, so completely unrelated. So my apologies for making whatever insinuation that I made, right? But it's just funny how the names come out, you know. Vesco, who'd have thought?
Well, Robert Vesco was from Detroit. There may be some family... But this is not the same company.
Yeah,
it's not the same
company. Not related at all. But
nothing to do with anything.
I still rest
my
case.
Has nothing to do with Linda Epstein.
Yes,
let's be frank.
I would still say it to Lena. Don't be bashing your other Republican rivals because, number one, you're not out there doing your job if you are seriously running. And remember Reagan's commandment that, you know what, save your bashing for somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's good to go after each other on technical subjects, but, you know, let's keep it clean and not beat ourselves up over that. Well, so Putin did meet with Trump in Europe. They shook hands. And, of course, you get the body language experts come out, right, which makes me laugh. CNN, their body language expert, completely different than the body language experts you get on Fox News, right? Yep. Oh, the under handshake, the over handshake, the tap on the arm. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's just being friendly when you tap somebody on the arm. Does it have to be a control thing?
I mean, you know, I do that. Like, you didn't see them like doing a dap or something, trying to get the grip first. No. Oh, wait, I got to dodge it. He's coming in for the elbow. Oh, no, quick, got to move over here, shift my weight, over this way, and grab his wrist.
Yeah, it's not thumb wrestling, right? It's not like somebody's out there. I think they put more into this than they really do. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, I want to talk about hatchet face.
You thought so too.
All right,
huh?
Go ahead. Linda Sarsour, that
born
people
in
who don't
Brooklyn,
know.
New York.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gary.
What the left has done, the progressive has done to our nation, you know, they've deconstructed the family, they've deconstructed faith and education so they could make the country weak, so they could overtake it and remake it into the image of Marx, right? But what they didn't expect is the jihadists to come in from the back side and hijack their movement. Because if the Islamists take over, the retrobates and the perverts that started the progressive movement, they're going to be the first victims. And they might have set their stage for their own destruction because they're so ignorant.
Yeah, I tweeted that out earlier today, or was it yesterday? Now I put so many tweets out, you never know. But absolutely, these feminists and these progressives who think that they can kind of co-opt the jihadi movement, you know, to try and retain power or get more power, are fooling themselves. They really are. I mean, if the gay community should be absolutely scared to death of a growth of Islam in this country. You really should, because they're tossing gay people off roofs.
Yeah.
In the Middle
East. What's even sillier is they put their names on a marriage license. They will be able to find them now. They know where they are.
Yeah, it's just stunning to me that any feminist in this country, or any woman who's just an women's movement needs to stand up because Islam.
Do you think Hatchet Face likes Wayne Gretzky?
I don't know. You didn't go there. I don't. Hatchet Face hates everything about this country. Let's just be honest. This woman, and I think you could see the hypocrisy in that statement, because she's very well spoken, she's very clear and articulate, but when she started saying Islam protects women, she started faltering a little bit, because I don't believe that she believes that either. And I think she's just a pawn, you know what I mean?
The woman is an American. She is from Brooklyn, New York. She hasn't seen the atrocities to women and children in the Middle East.
How can you not? How can you not see what happens around the globe in Islamic culture?
Ignore, especially the left. They ignore what they want to ignore all day long.
She's classically what's called, and it's becoming a cliche these days, is a useful idiot. That's the Marxist term. And they will discard her just as soon as they could if they took power.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, great call, Gary. Appreciate it. You got anything else?
Have a good day.
All right, my
man.
Take care. Take care. All right, so I'm going to go to this story because this one really got my dander up as well. Canada to apologize and give $10 million to a Muslim who murdered a U.S. soldier. He pleaded guilty to killing an American soldier. This outrageous shakedown epitomizes the weakness, flaccidity, and wrongheadedness of the West's response to global jihad. Omar Khadr to receive apology and $10.5 million compensation package from Canada. The Canadian government's going to apologize and give millions to a former Guantanamo Bay prisoner who pleaded guilty to killing the U.S. soldier in Afghanistan when he was 15.
And blinding another.
Okay. An official familiar with the deal said that he will receive that money, and the official was not authorized to discuss the deal publicly before the announcement and spoke on condition of anonymity. Anonymity.
Yeah.
Am I getting that right? The Canadian-born Khadr was 15 when he was captured by U.S. troops following a firefight that resulted in the death of American Special Forces medic Sergeant First Class Christopher Spear. He was suspected of throwing the grenade that killed Spear and was taken to Guantanamo and ultimately charged. He pled guilty in 2010 to charges and was sentenced to 8 years plus time he'd already spent in custody. He returned to Canada 2 years later to serve the remainder of his sentence and was released in May of 2015, pending an appeal of his guilty plea, which he said was made under duress. He spent 10 years in Guantanamo Bay, his case received international attention after someone dubbed him a child soldier. Well, I don't care if you're 15, 16, or 18. You're throwing grenades at U.S. soldiers. Man, the book's coming at you. Frankly, I would like to see him in front of a firing squad. The Supreme Court of Canada ruled in 2010 that Canadian intelligence officials obtained evidence from Kader under oppressive circumstances such as sleep deprivation during interrogations at Guantanamo Bay in 2003, and then shared that evidence with U.S. officials. So Canada just goes ahead and says, oh, we're sorry that you were throwing the grenade at an American soldier. We're going to give you 10. How does that warrant $10 million?
I've been suffering a lot of sleep depredation lately and saying things that I regretted. Where's my $10 million?
I used to laugh because Canada went really socialistic for a long time. They're kind of turning back, I thought, until this Trudeau fella got elected, you know? Yeah. And I used to always laugh. And my family's from Canada. I've got roots in Canada, right? And I used to call them the pink stain on the North American continent because they were so socialist, you know? Yeah. But what in God's name are they talking about when they think they're just going to give a terrorist, a guilty terrorist? This guy's not if, ands, or buts. He's a terrorist. He killed an American soldier. You're going to give him an apology and $10 million? What about the widow of our U.S. soldier?
Yeah, exactly.
Give him $10 million because you're the idiots who raised him and allowed him to leave your country to go fight U.S. soldiers.
I just where's $10 million? How do you put a value on that $10 million? Give him $500. Give him a coupon to Tim Hortons. You know, I mean,
I would be outraged if you gave him a coupon to Tim Hortons.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that too. But it's just like, where does the value of $10 million? Oh, it's only our money. We'll just print more.
Oh, it's a disgrace if you ask me. Yeah. It really is. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was just calling to comment that part of the problem that we have with dealing with Islam is coming from the Christian community itself. As I've said before, I happen to be an Orthodox Lutheran, but what I see around me, you have the Roman Catholic Church, beginning with the Pope, saying Islam is a religion of peace. You have liberal Christian denominations. Islam is a religion of peace. You got the Pentecostals, and I know a lot of them, and they're not teaching the truth about the threat of Islam either.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Stop. First they came for the Catholics, and I didn't say anything. Then they came for the Jews. Now you're coming after the Pentecostals. Come on. I don't know one Pentecostal who is apologizing for the Islamists, and there might be a Pope who did, but I know a lot of Catholics who are strongly opposed to what's going on with Islam in this country. And the generic, Ken, come on. It's
Right now, within less than a year ago, we're seeing, and I've seen photographs, we're seeing the Roman Catholic Pope having worship services in the Vatican with Muslims.
Oh yeah, so, yeah, that's true. And, yeah. and don't get me wrong, Pope Francis, I call him Pope Communist the First because that guy is. I have no respect for the Pope.
Yep,
our current Pope, anyways,
and a number of Catholics don't either.
What I'm saying, though, is when it comes to the Catholic Church, I'm seeing all kinds of comments, not only from the Pope, but from priests. The Muslims are our friends. Again, liberal Christian churches, Muslims are our friends. And regarding the Pentecostals pretty much aren't, I hate to say this, but they're not, when it comes to the Bible and when it comes to church history, very educated.
Ooh, you're getting kind of brutal there, Ken.
I'm speaking the truth, because here's what I see.
Well, now, hold on, Ken. Stop. I'm just going to hold you there because Ed, you're Pentecostal.
Hey, how'd you guess?
Okay. So, and I can tell you, Ken, from my experience, because I work with Ed on a weekly basis here, that he is not a pro-Muslim guy protecting the Muslims or anything. And I'm not, again, I think it comes down to painting people with broad brush. You may have met some Pentecostals, and I think we've seen all kinds of religious leaders in this country.
Snakes, and they do there's all kinds of wacky people who do wacky things and call themselves what they aren't. Yeah. You feel the same way about some Lutherans, Ken, that those aren't real Lutherans. So let's watch the broad brush.
Ken.
What I'm trying to say, an observation.
Okay.
If you look at your, what you call your Orthodox Baptists,
oops,
or your Orthodox Presbyterians, or your Orthodox Lutheran.
All right. Well, Ken, that's the hard break. We're going into a hard break. But I get where you're going with it. I have to disagree
more
on this.
Intellectual.
Yeah. All right, my man. Take care. We'll see you. And we'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. G20 leaders have ended their economic summit in Germany. President Trump had one-on-one meetings with various leaders, including China's President Xi Jinping, with North Korea a key topic.
As far as North Korea is concerned, I know they will have eventually success. May take longer than I'd like, may take longer than you'd like, but there will be success in the end, one way or the other.
The U.S. wants China to take a stronger stance against North Korea's missile testing. A South Carolina prison worker has been fired, linked to the escape of kidnapper Jimmy Causey, who was recaptured at a Texas motel.
He was armed with both a semi-automatic pistol and a pump shotgun. He was also had additional ammunition. He had four cell phones. And he had $47,654 in cash.
South Carolina law enforcement official Mark Keel. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do, and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here, and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at the WellBridge. BridgeGroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed.
Hey.
Hey. So let's take care of a little business. Boric Jennings Funeral Homes. Losing a loved one affects the entire family. So please do your planning in advance. And you should do it even if you're not older, because it can happen at any time. And I think it seems lately a lot of us, a lot of different friends, we've lost family members for different reasons. So it can happen at any time. So make sure you plan in advance with a good place like Boric Jennings Funeral Homes. They've got offices in Howell, Manchester, Brooklyn, and Hamburg. You can contact them at 810-231-0200. That's 810-231-0200. Boric Jennings, B-O-R-E-K, Jennings.com. And they're good folks up there. They really are. They put on a really good, I'm not even sure what you'd call it.
Service.
Yes.
Memorial service.
Thank you.
Viewing.
Viewings and that sort of thing. But it's the planning in advance. If you plan your life, you should certainly take a little time and plan for your death as well.
Yeah, you don't want to leave a burden on your
It's exactly right, because the ones that suffer are the people you leave behind, because other ones are going to be going through an emotional crisis.
No, and if a cardboard box is good enough for you, make sure that's arranged in advance so, you know, nobody's
over. Oh, that's me. I want to be cremated, and I just, you know, I don't want anything fancy. Shoebox, whatever. That's cool. And a keg of beer. That's for me. Right.
You can't take
it with you.
There's better beer in heaven, Gary.
There you go. But planning is crucial. So 810-231-0200. Call Boric Jennings Funeral Home and just talk to them a little bit about this. Tell them you heard it here on The Drift or in the current newspaper. Okay. So we want to go on and talk a little bit about Trump Putin. Right?
The news you need to know.
Delayed reaction. Go to thedailydrift.com. I know you. It's been one of those days, isn't it? I'm kind of off my kilter a little bit here. I'm just out of sorts. So we're going to go. The Democrats and the MSM were just blindly frothing at the mouth that Trump was going to ignore Russia meddling in our election and that he wouldn't say anything because he's obviously guilty of collusion with the Russians, no matter the fact that there's absolutely no evidence. But let me, before we even say this, whether you call it meddling or whether you call it influencing, every country in the world tries to meddle or influence or affect the outcome of somebody else's election. Why? Because you want the person in office that is going to be best for you. We all do. We did it to the Israelis. Barack Obama spent our tax dollars to try and keep Benjamin Netanyahu from being reelected, right? Money and God knows what else he did.
Yep, money in Estonia, Ukraine.
Yes, and we meddled in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's across the board. Everybody does it. So number one, it's not a big criminal thing for you to say I'm meddling in the election, because you know what? The Saudis gave millions and millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton. The one thing I would love to have seen is if instead of Putin saying, no, we didn't meddle, he should have said, hey, we tried to influence a little bit. And frankly, we wanted Hillary to win because she would have sold us the rest of your uranium. You know what I mean? Yeah. Would love to have seen him just come out and say, of course we meddled. We were trying to get Hillary elected.
You know, the Warsaw visit, the Poland visit, which was such a triumph, as far as I know, as from what I saw, it was a triumph. Of course, you're not going to see it on the mainstream media, but Google his speech. The crowd loved him, and especially when he told them, by the way, there's a new gas station in town. We're going to have an opportunity for you to buy your energy somewhere else other than Russia so that you're not threatened. And we're not going to threaten your economic survival. You know, we're not going to threaten your economy. You can buy from us or the Russians. You'll probably want to buy from us. Yeah. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. But where does the collusion from Putin come in saying, and by the way, I'm going to compete and take your customers away? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. This whole game that the Democrats are playing is just illusion. It's allegation. It's innuendo.
Sleight of hand.
They have absolutely nothing. But Trump went right at it and not only brought it up once, but several times during this, I think it ended up being a 3 or 4 hour conversation. It went far longer than they expected.
And we still don't know everything that was said there.
And we don't. But this is Rex Tillerson, right, who, despite what Maxine Waters says, there was nobody in there. Rex Tillerson knows the Russians, knows foreign policy. He's a businessman. He comes on with a ton of experience. He knows what's going on. And this is what he had to say about the Trump-Putin meeting. Derek, you got track two ready. Let's play that.
President opened the meeting with President Putin by raising the concerns of the American people regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election. They had a very robust and lengthy exchange on the subject. The president pressed President Putin on more than one occasion regarding Russian involvement. President Putin denied such involvement, as I think he has in the past. The two leaders agreed, though, that this is a substantial hindrance in the ability of us to move the Russian-U.S. relationship forward, and agreed to exchange further work regarding commitments of non-interference in the affairs of the United States and our democratic process, as well as those of other countries. So more work to be done in that regard.
Okay, so of course, Putin's just going to, why would he? You've made such a big stink about it. I mean, frankly, I would love to have him said, yeah, we tried to influence. Why wouldn't we? It's our it's in our best interest to influence.
Yep.
Let's all be honest. For crying out loud, yep. We're all trying to influence the election.
Well, they were influencing
you tried to influence
Ukraine.
It. I've yeah. tried to influence it. It's what we do.
I've cut commercials to try and influence the election.
The election,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, we all do that. And for anybody, especially the Democrats, to say, oh, it's outrageous collusion, blah, 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 and it affected the election, is just utter nonsense, because there's no way. And you can see it on Twitter, and you can see it on Facebook. Yes, the Americans voted. Our votes were not compromised. And we voted overwhelmingly under the constitutional system of the Electoral College for Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
And he's our president.
Yep.
And you don't have to like it.
You know, I'm really struck by the number of people I've heard this week, commentators who I knew were not quite never Trump, but they were opposed to Trump, who said exactly that. You know what? I didn't really think Trump would work out this good. And it's phenomenal what he's doing now.
What can you not be happy with from the standpoint of, look, if nothing else, let's go black and white.
Of course.
You could have had Hillary Clinton in there right now. And God forbid, what would we be looking at right now under a Clinton administration?
Yeah.
You know? So... just in a black and white.
And it wouldn't have been wouldn't have been Justice What's-His-Face, you know, that Obama tried to put up. It would have been another Sotomayor, another...
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have had three or four Supreme Court justices retiring immediately.
Yeah, I talked to a never-Trumper the other day, and while he's still not he's still a bit of a never-Trumper, he was at the point where he was like, I can't complain. We got Gorsuch, right? Yeah. Saved, literally. Mm-hmm. Saved the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And that's
and
the way
more to come.
If you want to call into the show, 734-822-1600, you can email me. You can always email. Reach me at Gary@thedailydrift.com. I'm the easiest man in the world to get a hold of. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Gary Daily Drift. Ed, what's your Twitter handle?
Ed at Ipsy. Or at
Ipsy
Ed. Ed from Ipsy.
You use it so seldom.
I know.
You need to get on there a little more. But the social media works, folks. That's all I can say. Get on Facebook. Get on your Twitter. Get on whatever other Gab. I use Gab once or twice a day. I try to get on Gab. And you'll get a little more edgy on Gab because they don't take people out and whatever. So it is what it is. But get on. And Twitter will suspend you. We've had some friends lately who get suspended on Twitter for sometimes outrageous things, sometimes not so outrageous, because they're not particularly fair. At Jack is a progressive. He's the guy that runs Twitter. Jack, what's his last name? Dorsey.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack Dorsey. Although.
That's a name that's new to me. Wow.
Although, at Jack, that's his handle, the majority shareholder of Twitter is, guess who? Saudi Arabian company. Didn't know that, did you?
No idea. Huh?
So when people say things about Muslims, they get suspended quite easily on Twitter. You know, I haven't done a 12-hour suspension on Twitter before.
There was something that somebody said, I got suspended for saying this, and I immediately tweeted it out. Pictures and everything. I did not get suspended, but maybe that's because I'm not as big a player.
I can't tell you how the algorithms run. I think they get some people and they just get kind of cranky about it. You know what I mean? But here at The Drift, the show that gives you wings, we certainly try to get you out there and get you active, because you know what? That's what's important. 2018 is coming up very, very quickly, and we want people to stay active. So,
hey, if you haven't called us before, you go to the head of the line. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about what Trump's doing so far, or what we were just talking about with the Tillerson, the elections.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
Let's even Sarsour.
Yeah, let's take a call from Walter in Belleville. Walter, regular. Go ahead, Walter.
First-time caller.
You are not a first-time caller, my man, but that was good to hear from you, Walter. What do you got?
Hey, man, I want to ask you guys a question. Hugh Hewitt. You guys ever listen to him?
No, because he's not on this show, on this station anymore, thank goodness. So I don't listen to Hugh Hewitt.
I do.
Do you?
I
couldn't tell you what station
he's on. I have his podcast, and I listen to him later.
Yeah. But what about him?
How in God, on God's earth, did that guy be on the radio for 3 hours of nonsense? The guy is so back and forth on Donald Trump and wishy-washy. First, he's for Donald Trump. He was one of those clowns that joined in with the enemies. As usual, during the time those liars, those women, what they're lying on Donald Trump talking about sexual harassment, he joined right in. He joined in that chorus and said, I think Donald Trump needs to step down and let Mike Pence come step in. You hear that clown when he says that?
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't pay any attention to a guy like Hugh Hewitt, but he was saying things like that. But he was very anti-Trump back in the day, and that's why he's no longer on this station. So
he still say little stupid stuff every now and then. I wouldn't trust that guy from here to the end of my nose, man.
Well, then don't listen to him. I'll tell you, Walter, I listen to Hewitt, and I think of him as a self-promoting guy's voice grates on me. He has some really good guests. When he has Larry Arnn on Fridays, that's primarily why I got the podcast, so I don't miss Larry Arnn and some of the guests that he has on. But just, you know, if that's what you want to listen to, fine. If you don't want to,
I got a beef with Larry Arnn in Hillsdale. They never return any of my emails.
Right.
I've been trying to get them to work with me at The Current and on this radio show. And so if anyone from Hillsdale
College, drive down there and talk to him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's go get Antifa on him, shall we? If anyone out there knows, let's do that. What else you got, Walter? Because we're going to take a break.
Let me say this real quick. Hugh Hewitt has joined that late, that this is up to date. He has joined that chorus about Donald Trump's tweets. He's criticized Donald Trump nonstop. That clown need to be reduced down to 30 minutes, and thank God he's not on this station.
Yeah, that's great.
And also, the Republicans. Who are these clowns? I want to know every last one of their names that's joining in that chorus against Donald Trump, as usual, about he needs to say something to Vladimir Putin about the the election.
Well, he did.
Who are those crooks?
Yeah, he did. And I think these are just never-Trumpers who just aren't happy with Trump. And again, they're elitists. Their power base is being affected because Trump is in Washington. And I don't care what – I'll take the tweets, even the ones that I think are probably not so smart – I'm going to take them because
you can't criticize Donald Trump's tweets, or Walter's going to call into that other station and complain about you.
All right, Walter.
That woman that was speaking.
Sir.
Did you guys pick up on her hatred toward America?
Oh, absolutely.
She should be in prison right now.
She should be.
She said that they don't have to assimilate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why a woman like that doesn't belong in this country. Go somewhere else if you don't want to be assimilating to part of the country. All right, Walter, take care. We're going to take a break. Okay, thank you very much. Derek, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up with talking about CNN and their outrageous reaction to tweets. All right, see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Whether you're moving across town or across country, you can always rely on Two Men in a Truck for home, business, and long-distance moving. Two Men in a Truck sells boxes and can provide expert advice on packing your valuable items. Need storage? Visit Two Men in a Truck's new 12,000-square-foot climate-regulated facility. Long and short-term options available. Two Men in a Truck. Dino Drive off Jackson, west of Baker. Call 734-973-6683. Two Men and a Truck. Movers that care.
Let Lawrence Maintenance give your fireplace a brand new look. Call 734-925-2050 and ask for the Chimney Guy. They'll repair or completely rebuild your chimney, clean or replace your chimney liner, and they also install wood stoves. They do gas inserts, dampers, and gas logs. If decking is what you need, they can repair or refinish your deck, install railings on your porch or deck, and completely power wash your house. Call 734-925-2050 or visit chimneyanddeckmaintenance.com.
You're catching the drift.
Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Me and Ipsy Ed hanging out in the studio on a beautiful Saturday.
Yeah.
Not too hot outside. Kind of nice.
It's a nice, pleasant day.
A nice, pleasant day. Not too hot and humid like it has a tendency to get this time of year. All right, let's take care of a little our sponsor this segment, Dalton Environmental Cleaning. If you have not gotten your ducts cleaned either at your home or office, put a call in to 877-DALTONS. That's 877-325-8667. And if you go to Current, get a copy of the Current, or go to currentonline.com, that's CourantOnline.com, you can see a coupon for $25 off an antimicrobial treatment from Dalton's. And Ed, you've used them before.
Yes, yep. And very certified, very satisfied.
Yeah, good people. They came to your work and did it. They're not NADCA certified. They've got experienced staff, recommended by Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor, who's no longer with us here at this station anyways. But when clean air matters, call Dalton Environmental Cleaning, 877-DALTONS. And good folks. I like working with them. So let's move on to CNN's outrage. And this really started this week when we'd seen Donald Trump when he did the play acting World Wrestling Federation, whatever, with Vince McMahon, right? And that made the rounds way back at the beginning of the campaign. Well, this time, a young boy, and I kind of think it was almost a setup, right? If you want to put your conspiracy,
I've heard he's not the 15-year-old.
You think it's somebody else?
No, the 15-year-old was a misdirection. This guy's an older guy because I saw him on TV.
Okay,
they actually released his picture.
Oh, okay. So he put out the meme and he just stuck the CNN logo on Vince McMahon's face and he gets beaten up, right?
Yeah.
And so CNN gets all hypocritical about it. Oh, you're inciting violence, blah blah blah. Really, come on. It's a meme, number one. So the great meme war started with a shot across the bow from this guy, and he puts it out there, and they get totally hypocritical and crazy about it. You know,
we're gonna
dox him. We're gonna release his information to the world and let people hate. You know, if it were me, if I were smart enough and good enough to put a meme like that, I managed to do just a meme, not a video. I don't know how to do the video stuff, but I took Chet from. I can't remember that. Anyway, go to my website. You'll see it there. I won't go into detail. But anyways,
have you seen the competition that InfoWars, Alex Jones, he's given out a $20,000
meme gift for the best
who
meme?
Comes up for the best one along these lines, and there's a compilation.
So if you're on Twitter and if you're on Facebook, the meme videos that are out there now, these little GIFs, whatever they call them, GIFs, are out there, and it's from every movie imaginable where somebody's getting roughed up or beat up or whatever, and you want to talk about a backfire. Yeah, CNN's ratings are down. They are the lowest they've ever been, I think. Somebody said they're like number 19th in video ratings.
They need a good war somewhere to cover a missing airliner or something.
I don't have an answer for them. If I were a board member or I was a stockholder, major stockholder at CNN, I would be calling for the head of Jeff Zucker, right? And I would be asking every one of these people that work there to be stepping down. You're gone.
The nothing burger people.
Yes. You people need to go away because you know what? You're going to go out of business. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I like what Greg Gutfeld, because he's grown on me. I didn't like Greg Gutfeld.
I didn't like him at first either.
But
he's the only reason I watch The Five now.
I like him because he's grown on me. I've come to understand him. And he was kind of a never-Trumper guy, too, at first, you know?
Yep.
But I think he sees now, and he's still not a Trump fan, but he kind of understands.
He's one of those guys I was just talking about. He just said it the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not for Trump, but man, this guy is what we need.
He's doing what needs to be done. Yep. But he had a nice take on the stupidity of CNN and this meme war thing. Derek, you've got track three ready? Let's play that because I love Gutfeld's reaction here.
Oh, I'm getting the vapors. CNN actually issued a statement about this video saying it incites violence, as if it were a Shakespearean adaptation where the president's being murdered. Fareed Zakaria of CNN called that a masterpiece. Even sadder, CNN's hairless hall monitor, Brian Stelter, asks if Trump violated Twitter's hateful conduct policy in order to get him thrown off. The turgid tattletale said this.
Even if some people think it was just funny, it is being taken very seriously. We're going to keep asking Twitter that question, whether they believe it violates their terms of service. If you read the terms of service, you might think it does.
He's like the student who reminds the teacher that she forgot to assign homework, or the dorm RA who calls security because you're having too much fun and he wasn't invited. Lighten up, Francis. But the worst part in this is how CNN got taken in again. Don't they know that pro wrestling is fake? It's not a real fight. Trump and Vince were play fighting. What is it with CNN? Can't they tell real from unreal? The fight's as phony as the Russian collusion story. They fell for that one. And so they try to get Trump banned from a tool of free expression, one that enhances his transparency. I guess CNN can't stand the competition. Meanwhile, you know what I did when I first saw the tweet? I laughed. I showed it to my brother-in-law, who laughed. He showed it to his wife. She laughed. Then we had breakfast. Because that's what normal people do. While the media pretends it's the end of the world knows better.
And which is more fake, CNN or the or World Wrestling?
That's right. It's pathetic. It's almost disturbing, you know, that a major company that used to be so well respected has devolved into such a political propaganda arm that's enraged because somebody would fight back. I mean, that's why we voted for Trump. We wanted somebody to fight back against this crap that you've been shoveling on us for decades now.
My take on it when I first saw it was Trump took down CNN. It wasn't Trump will take down. And I think there's a distinction here. It isn't if the position was go after them, that would be a different thing. But I think what that GIF was, or the meme was it was showing that he took them down. He owned them. It wasn't that we should be aggressive against them. It was just he brought them down. That's what the whole thing was about. He brought them down.
Yeah, I mean, he is manipulating the media like nobody else's business. And you and I were talking during the break. Is there a method to the madness? Because I wish I did have the time to go back and look at every one of those tweets that the media seized on and look behind the scenes either at executive orders or administrative movements or something going on in the legislature that happened. And was there a cover? Did he do it on purpose to take, you know, the media's attention away from what he was actually doing? Because executive orders, man, he's accomplished a lot. You know, maybe not so much legislatively, and that's the fault of Mitch McConnell, number one, who won't use 51 votes. And it's the fault of Paul Ryan, who I believe is frankly just a coward. And the last thing I want to talk on here, because I want people to react and call their congressmen and call. I was hoping to ask Tim this today. An expert says North Korea's missile threat could extend much farther than currently believed. After North Korea launched its last intermediate ballistic missile, they're saying when it could go as far as Alaska. Some analysts warn that North Korea has the capability to make a nuclear warhead hit not only Alaska, but much farther. There is evidence to suggest that North Korea is currently able to strike not just Alaska, but the West Coast and beyond. And it's because they're picking up the pieces of these things, right? And they can look at them. Mm-hmm. So if nothing else, make a call this week to your EMP, EMP to the congressmen and senators and say we need to get our grid protected. This should be an easy bipartisan vote. Tell your congressmen and senators to get the electrical grid.
I just heard today that Ted Koppel has a book about it.
He does.
Warning us.
He does.
That's amazing. He's talking about bipartisan.
Yeah. All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news
you need to know.
Thank you much. All right. See you next week.